This is the audio file to the hand on leg exercise. Sit down in a position in which you can remain for the next 10 minutes or so. See if you can allow your eyes to close. Otherwise, try to blur your gaze, so vaguely gaze to the space in front of you on the floor without focusing on anything specific. Try to keep your hands on your shoulders while doing this, so don't dip your head down. And then take a moment to turn your awareness to your body. Notice what you do when I ask you to do this. So what do you do when you're asked to turn your awareness to your body? Maybe you focus your breath. Maybe you focus your buttocks touching the chair or the floor. Maybe you notice pain in your back, or a feeling of tiredness behind your eyes. So there's not one right way of feeling your body. Feel your body in a way that seems doable, accessible, and safe to you. Now place one hand on one of your legs. So your hand, the palm of your hand, is touching your upper leg. Place it there in a way so that it can stay there for a while. Make sure your arm and shoulder feel more or less at ease. Now bring your attention to this touch. Notice what dominates in your awareness, your hand touching your leg or your leg touching your hand. So what do you notice more when you notice this touch? Is your hand touching your leg or is your leg touching your hand? Now focus on your hand touching your leg. So you're touching your leg with your hand. Your hand is touching your leg. What do you feel when you touch your leg? Maybe your hand feels the texture of your pants. Maybe your hand feels the temperature of your leg. Maybe your hand feels the hardness or softness of your leg or some tension in your leg. Imagine what it is that you're touching when you touch your leg. Are you touching skin? Are you touching flesh? Are you touching muscle? Are you touching bone? Are you touching clothes? Are you touching hair? And maybe your hand feels some kind of movement in your leg. And notice how you use your hands when you're touching your leg. Are you moving your hand or does it stay in the same spot? Are you softly touching your leg, or are you, for instance, slightly squeezing it? Now shift your attention to the leg touching the hand. So you're now touching your hand with your leg. Your leg is touching your hand. Take some time to make this shift. It is not an easy thing to do. Notice what you feel when you're touching the palm of your hand. So maybe your leg feels the weight of your hand. Maybe your leg feels the pressure of your hands. Is the pressure the same for each part of the hands? Maybe your leg feels the temperature of your hands. Maybe the leg feels that your hand feels slightly sweaty. Is your leg touching your entire hand, or is there space between some parts of your hand and your leg? And maybe your leg feels some kind of movement inside your hand. Notice how you use your leg in order to touch your hand. Does the leg remain still? Do you have to concentrate hard to use the skin or nerve endings of your leg to touch the hand? Are you using any leg muscles for this? Now try to feel both at the same time. So you're feeling both. Your hand is touching your leg while your leg is touching your hand. So you try to focus on this reciprocal touch. Your hand touching your leg while your leg is touching your hand. Notice what you do when you try to do this. How are you trying to feel both at the same time? Some people switch very quickly from one to the other, so they briefly focus on the touch of the hand against the leg, and then on the touch of the leg against the hand, so very quickly switching from one to the other. Some people focus on the skin in between the hand and the leg, or they imagine some kind of space in between on which they can focus. Some people imagine a circle going from the hands to the leg, to the hip, to the torso, to the shoulder, to the arm, to the hand, to the leg, etc., or the other way around. For some people, it works to imagine that the hand and the leg become one body part. So notice which imagination works best for you when trying to feel both at the same time. So there's no one right way of doing this. Choose an image, like the quick changing, like the skin or the space in between, like the circle or the one body part, or something else that works best for you. And make this image as sharp as you can in your imagination while trying to focus on your hand touching your leg and your leg touching your hand. And again, This is not an easy task, and there's not one right way. Now slowly let go of this touch, first with your attention. Notice your body again in the same way as you noticed it at the beginning of this exercise. So go back to your breath or your buttocks touching the surface of the floor or the chair or your back pain or your tiredness. Then also let go of the touch physically. So relax your hand, relax your leg. Slowly allow your environment back into your awareness. Notice the sounds. Notice the temperature in the room, maybe other bodies in the space. And then slowly also start opening your eyes and allow your eyes to notice your environment. Now, after practicing this first version, this first exercise, an inside-outside presence, so being present with two things at the same time and noticing what happens in between, go back to the image that you used to notice the hand and the leg touching each other at the same time. So what image did you use for this? Take 5 minutes to draw or find a word for this attentiveness to the hand, the leg, and the reciprocal touch. Maybe it's one of the examples that I used before, the back and forth movement, the space in between, or the never-ending circle. But maybe it's something you made up yourself. Make the drawing or the word as specific as possible. So after taking 5 minutes to do this, discuss your drawing or words and how it worked for you in the group.